we bout to get down.
Get down.
10 kills on the board right now, just wiped out Tomato Town. My friend has gone down, I revived him, now we're heading south.
Yo.
What's up, ladies and gents? Today on Kava's Yap Session, we're yapping about nationalism and the upcoming of Brazil.
Bro, Brazil did low-key didn't have any independence. Brazil was initially a colony of Portugal. Portugal was preying on Brazil's downfall for real.
Man, I kind of feel bad for Brazil. On God, that is so sad that they didn't have any independence. What year did Brazil gain independence?
They gained that dope independence on September 7th, 1822, on baby. They worked so hard, for real. Hashtag Brazil is independent now.
Wait, I think I missed a few chapters. How did Brazil get that good independence that they gained from Portugal, for real?
Well, let's start this thing off with José da Silva Xavier. His nickname be Tooth Puller because he be pulling those teeth for real. He was the first dog to instigate the rebellion against Portugal.
Well, did anything like bad happen to our dog, José? I heard from a homie that in 1792, his forces were defeated and he was executed. Is that all true?
You got that right, homie. He's like super dead right now.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, that's kind of crazy that a dog, José da Silva Xavier, is dead. I think the people at home are wondering what happened after that.
Well, on September 7th, 1822, Prince Dom Pedro declared Brazil's independence from Portugal.
How did they get independence?
They fought the war called the War of Independence. They, of course, won, obviously, and got independence from Portugal.
Oh, cool. So, like, how did the war go? How long did it last?
Well, it took everyone of Brazil under Pedro's control. They, like, began fighting with rival militias in 1822 and lasted until January 1824 when the last Portuguese garrisons and naval units surrendered. Wait, hold up. What's the grub today?
Kylie, we're talking about Brazil's independence, not lunch. I don't think the listeners want to know about your hunger.
Yeah, Kylie, that was a little off topic.
Sorry, guys. I'm just really hungry.
Oh, but speaking of food, what type of food do you guys think that they had during the war? Because our military had those MRI things. I wonder if they had something like that.
Well, basically the food situation was pretty tough. Supplies were often scarce because of blockades and the disruption of local economies due to the conflict. Soldiers and civilians alike had to deal with limited resources, and sometimes they had to rely on whatever they could locally grow or obtain through trade.
Dang. That's kind of sad. They were basically fighting a whole war without any food. Me personally, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. Supplies were pretty low during the war. So, like, what did Brazil do after they gained independence?
After Brazil gained independence, Brazil became an empire with Pedro I, the son of the Portuguese king, as its ruler.
Oh, okay. So did they, like, have a government or, like, what? Like, anything like that?
Yeah, homie. They started to organize its own government, economy, and military without the influence of Portugal. They worked on establishing their identity as a nation and began to shape their own policies and international relations.
So it was like a transition and like a new chapter in Brazil's history.
Absolutely.
What it sounds like to me is that Brazil, now that Brazil has independence, they're doing quite amazing.
Hey, someone's calling me.
Who's calling you?
It's what? Portugal.
What? Pick it up.
Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Portugal. You have independence now, so the war's over.
Yay!